This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel issues prevention of money laundering Third Amendment ordinance. Visiting U.S. Special Envoy Sergio Gore pays separate courtesy calls on Foreign Minister Khanal and Finance Minister Wagle, issues of Nepal-U.S. relations, economic partnership and development assistance discussed. Removal of high-risk settlements along the Bagmati and its tributaries in Kathmandu Valley begins under second phase. And Trump rejects Iran peace proposal, warns against early end to conflict. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has issued the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Ordinance 2083. According to the President's office, the ordinance was issued yesterday on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The ordinance relates to amendments in the legal framework for preventing money laundering. Visiting U.S. Special Envoy to South and Central Asia, Sergio Gore paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal at the ministry yesterday. During the meeting, discussions were held on further strengthening Nepal-U.S. relations with an emphasis on promoting investment and trade. Similarly, the U.S. Special Envoy called on Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle yesterday itself at latter's office in Singhadarbar. According to the Finance Ministry, on that occasion, they discussed various issues related to Nepal-U.S. economic partnership and development assistance. The government has started the second phase of removing high-risk settlements along the Bagmati River and its tributaries in the Kathmandu Valley from yesterday. In the first phase, settlements in Thapathali, Sina, Mangal, Gairi, Gaon, Santinagar and the Manohara area were already cleared. With this, the second phase of operation has begun. As part of the current phase, high-risk settlements in the Balkhu and Bansighat areas are being cleared. A total of 686 structures are planned to be removed under the campaign. Out of these, 486 huts in the Balkhu area and 200 structures in the Bansighat area are being demolished using bulldozers to clear the land. The government has stated this initiative giving high priority to prevent possible loss of life and property caused by floods and inundation during the monsoon season and to ensure the safety of citizens. The Ministry of Health and Population has finalized the list of individuals injured during the Gen Z movement of September 8 and 9, 2025. The Ministry has added 22 more names to the verified list. Chief of the Health Emergency Operations Center, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said 215 names were submitted but only 22 met the criteria after verification. With this, the total number of recognized injured has reached 2,660. The ministry said verification was based on hospital records and official certification. Those listed will receive benefits such as quotas in education, employment and medical treatment. The government stated the process was conducted to ensure accuracy in identifying those affected. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Ramji Yadav has announced three important initiatives on the occasion of International Workers' Day yesterday. In a video message on the occasion of 137th International Workers' Day or May Day yesterday, Minister Yadav launched a five-year National Occupational Safety and Health Programme. He shared that the OSH programme would ensure rights of every workers to safety, health and safe working environment. Similarly, Minister Yadav stated that the workers affiliated to contribution-based social security fund would be provided loan at 6% interest rate to purchase housing plot. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Geeta Chaudhary has released the guidelines on determination of minimum support price and minimum purchase price 2082. According to the guideline issued under the Right to Food and Food Sovereignty Act 2075, farmers will now be informed about the minimum support price MSP of major crops before sowing. Minister Chaudhary said the new system will help farmers choose crops, prepare production plans, reduce market risk and encourage investment in the agriculture sector by ensuring fair prices. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepal Medical Council, NMC, has revoked the licenses of 19 more doctors after finding that they had renounced Nepali citizenship and acquired foreign nationality. According to NMC Registrar Dr. Satish Kumar Dev, the decision was taken in line with the Nepal Medical Council Act 2020, Nepal Medical Council Regulation 2024, and the Nepal Citizenship Act 2063. The council has also removed their names from the official registration book. This follows an earlier action where the council had already scrapped the licenses of 17 doctors under the same issue. The NMC has reiterated that medical practitioners must retain Nepali citizenship to remain registered and legally practice in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump has expressed dissatisfaction with Iran's latest peace proposal, saying Iran is asking for things he cannot agree to, and warned against an early end to the conflict, saying it could lead to renewed tensions in the coming years. According to the Al Jazeera, the United States has also issued a warning that vessels paying tolls of fees to Iran for passes through the Strait of Hormuz could face sanctions from Washington. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, China's ambassador Fu Kong said it is important that the ceasefire in the U.S.-Israel conflict involving Iran is maintained, adding that the Strait of Hormuz situation would be a key issue during President Trump's upcoming visit to China. In the region, Lebanon's parliament speaker Nabi Berri said the ceasefire with Israel has not stopped violence, claiming Israeli forces have intensified attacks. Lebanese authorities reported at least 16 deaths in southern Lebanon on Friday following more than 30 deaths the previous day. Authorities and international actors continue to monitor the situation as tensions remain high across the region. Now a sports news update. Nepal won a match held on Friday in the triangular series of the ICC's Cricket World Cup League 2, defeating UAE by 6 runs. Chasing a revised target of 255 runs under the DL method in a rain-affected match at Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground, the UAE managed 248 runs for 7 wickets in 38 overs. Earlier, Nepal posted 289 runs for 7 wickets in 50 overs. Dipendra Singh Iyer scored a century while Binod Bhandari made 56 and Gulshan Shah contributed 44 runs. In bowling, Sandeep Lamichhani took 3 wickets while Sompal Kami and Nandan Yadav claimed 2 wickets each to secure Nepal's win. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati, Kandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpaschim provinces. The Tarai region of Sudarpaschim province is likely to experience partly cloudy conditions today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder, lightning, windstorms and hail at some places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces as well as across the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. A few places in Mathes province and the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpaschim provinces may also receive rainfall today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel issues prevention of money laundering Third Amendment ordinance. Visiting U.S. Special Envoy Sergio Gorpe's separate courtesy calls on Foreign Minister Khanal and Finance Minister Wagle, issues of Nepal-U.S. relations, economic partnership and development assistance discussed. Removal of high-risk settlements along the Bagmati and its tributaries in Kathmandu Valley begins under second phase. And Trump rejects Iran peace proposal, warns against early end to conflict. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.